Now let's go back a little bit too, in terms of dowsing. You know, that's been around for hundreds, maybe thousands of years.
Yes, as far as I know.
How did it start?
Now that I wouldn't know how it started. I can tell you how I do it.
Okay.
I use a pendulum, and everyone's always wanting to know what I use. And last year I told you a 9mm bullet. Well, I've graduated to a 45 caliber now. So
we don't need
on a chain,
but we don't need that, right? We can still do it with something else.
Yeah, you can do it with whatever you got. And the real truth is, I don't know if you need anything except a good open mind and intentions. A mind is a lot like a parachute; they work a lot better if they're open. So all I ever really have to use is intention. I was actually energizing water before I ever learned how to use dowsing. So it's really intent. I've got some pretty good stories here after a while on some of the things we've been able to accomplish with it. So, and if you summed it all up in a nutshell, that would probably fit the majority of America out there. You simply put your intentions into the water. You say a prayer over it. You say an affirmation. Whatever is within your belief system.
Raymond, the energizing of water and the pendulum, tell us a little bit about that. How does that work? What are we doing here,
actually,
scientifically, I guess?
Well, what I did on the show last year, while we were on a station break, and you were playing the commercials and so on, I was preparing the water. Now,
okay.
By preparing, I had no idea, a way of knowing, how many glasses of water were sitting by radios out there. So I simply asked what I refer to as my dowsing system, or sometimes the spirit world, if I could affect all that water simultaneously. I got that I could. Now, how did I get this information? By the movement of the pendulum. It gave me a yes when I said, can I do this? Any reason not to? I got a no. So then I just went for it. And we had to clear the water. By clear it, I mean we had to remove any negative energy that was in that water, such as what usually affects water as much as anything, especially commercial water and bottled water, is the spirit of greed. And see, water has a spirit. Now, this is Native American philosophy, but really, water has a spirit. And if you're going to make any, if you're going to energize water to any significant degree, you need to make sure that the spirit of the water is in it. And in order to do that, you have to clear out any negative energy that would hinder the spirit of water or prevent it from being in there. Now, I know this sounds maybe a little confusing, and we've actually come across this just through a few years of experimenting, because in an experiment once at Ozark Research in Arkansas, I was attempting to energize an entire room full of water. Well, all at once, I could feel something isn't right here. And I started looking around, and I found that there was one bottle of water in the room that had a different type of label on it than what most folks had there, and it did not have the spirit of water in that container. But I didn't know why, so it was just a series of quick questions. It probably took us about 5 minutes to figure out. The water seemed to have the spirit of greed in it. Well, we were able to remove this. See, every emotion has a spirit. Fear has a spirit, hate has a spirit, greed, jealousy, all these things. And these are energies that we find in water. We find them within the energy fields of people, and we find them within homes, schools, offices, and so on. Now, no one really told me all this. This is just what we have kind of evolved over the years of trying to accomplish something. So it's kind of different information, I realize, but what we find is that whenever we can eliminate the spirits of negative emotions, now these aren't ghosts or spooks, it's
right.
Just that everything has a spirit to it.
By the way, on our program tomorrow, we're talking with a couple individuals. There's apparently a poltergeist, a ghost type, that somehow uses water for what they do. So with what you do on the good end, there's the opposite.
Which is
amazing.
There is, because I have found demons in water.
All right.
So, it was a surprise to me, But how do we know it worked? Well, simply because things improve when you remove the negative energies. That's the only way we know any of this stuff works, is because conditions improve.
You know, scientists are telling us that water is an essential ingredient for life, that without it, it's not going to happen. And, and I'm convinced of that as well. Do you believe, Raymond, that water is as alive as you and in my board op and my producer and everybody else?
Well, yes, I do, because the way I see it is a little more down to earth and hillbilly fashion, I guess. But the way I see it is, our entire existence on this planet, regardless of our technology, depends upon 6 inches of dirt and water. So our bodies are made of mostly water, and with the work that we have done, we find that we can change the energy in this water, and in many cases, not in all, but in many cases, we can actually get physical results from this.
Now, next hour, we are going to do another experiment where we're going to attempt to energize water with Raymond. So everybody get ready. What do you think they'll need to have on hand, Raymond, next hour?
They would need a container, and it doesn't matter how big. I think we could use a tanker truck if they can get one in the living room there. And it needs to be as good a quality water as possible, but I realize a lot of people may only have tap water out there, but we'll work on it anyway.
Okay. All right. So that's all they need.
And a good open mind on their part and a desire to make something happen.
You're going to do the pendulum and all that.
Right? I'll take care of the work if they just kind of focus the intent.
Okay. That'll be next hour, so everybody get ready for that. Now, once you do that experiment, what do they do with this water?
Well, you need to put a thought form in it. Now, a thought form is nothing more than, in my estimation, nothing more than an intention. And that's what I do to a lot of water, is I put an intention into it. What do you want it to do? We have had people eliminate their arthritic pain. We've had them help their animals with it. We have one story of where this video I made with the water was used to energize water for a person who had a very, very serious rash and more like scales on his arm, and he rubbed it on there a few times, and that couldn't have been more than a couple of days because I had just seen the video, and the feedback I got from him was the scales were falling off, the skin was returning to normal. Now, we're not making any claims or promises that we're going to do this for anybody. I'm just quoting to you the feedback that I have gotten.